At the Idaho Capitol, a House committee is considering a bill that would give monetary compensation to people who have been wrongfully incarcerated. Rachel Cohen has more.
Idaho is one of 15 states that does not offer compensation to those who are wrongfully convicted. Christopher Tapp was exonerated of murder by DNA evidence last year, after spending almost 20 years in prison. He testified before the committee yesterday.
I was released from prison with nothing but my freedom. I had no financial resources, no way to rebuild my life, or to meet my daily needs.
The legislation is sponsored by Representative Doug Ricks of Rexburg, who has support from the Idaho Innocence Project, a criminal justice nonprofit.
We can't restore the time that's been lost, but we can try to do the best we can as a state to provide restitution and try to make this right.
The bill would set up a fund to give exonerees $60,000 per year of wrongful incarceration, or $75,000 per year on death row. Rick says about four Idahoans would qualify for these payments. The House committee responded favorably and will consider whether to send this bill to the full House for a vote. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.